Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Sheriff's Office is asking the GBI to review allegations involving possible improper use of a county credit card by a Dade County Commissioner. Sheriff Ray Cross says his office has received calls from multiple citizens requesting an investigation following allegations raised during the September 3rd County Commission meeting. Cross says citizens have provided his office with documents and receipts obtained through Georgia's Open Records Act. Those records are now being reviewed. The sheriff's office says they're communicating with the GBI, asking the state agency to determine how to move forward as the matter develops. During last week's commission meeting, residents publicly questioned several county credit card expenditures, including expenses associated with Commissioner Melissa Bradford's July trip to a National Association of Counties conference in New Orleans. The sheriff's office says no other information will be released at this time. The town of Lookout Mountain, Georgia, has a special called council meeting later this month at the request of Rock City Enterprises. Rock City is the company behind a proposed $30 million gondola project that would transport visitors from the valley below Lookout Mountain to the popular tourist attraction. That special meeting is coming up Monday the 21st, 6 p.m. at the Lookout Mountain City Hall. On that agenda, Rock City is requesting amendments to the town's zoning ordinance involving permitted uses in the tourist-oriented commercial district and non-conforming uses. Now, the agenda does not specifically identify the gondola project as the reason for the requested changes. The proposed gondola has drawn attention as Rock City and local officials consider potential impact on transportation, traffic, and future development on the mountain. The town council is expected to consider and make a decision on the zoning amendments during the meeting. The September 21st meeting is open to the public, although town officials note it is a public meeting, not a public hearing. A free health screening program from the University of Alabama in Huntsville is planned to expand into Jackson County next year. UAH's Neighborhood Nursing Program has provided health screenings to more than 900 people since February, checking blood pressure, blood sugar, kidney health, and other potential health concerns. Program leaders say the goal is to identify health problems early and help connect residents with appropriate medical care before those problems become more serious. The program plans to expand their free screening services into Jackson County next year. The O'Charley's restaurant in Fort Oglethorpe is among the locations now affected as the longtime Nashville-based restaurant chain announced yesterday it will shut down all of its company-owned restaurants nationwide. Multiple reports confirming yesterday that O'Charley's is abruptly closing their corporate-owned locations, ending a run that began in Nashville in 1971. The closures do include the O'Charley's on Battlefield Parkway in Fort Oglethorpe. It is one of the chain's three remaining Georgia locations. Restaurant industry publication Nation's Restaurant News reports all company-owned locations are closing, although some franchised restaurants could remain open for now. The shutdown comes after years of declining locations and continued struggles with customer traffic and sales. O'Charley's once operated nearly 250 restaurants across the country at their peak in the 2000s. And tonight, a little bit after 7 o'clock, it's Bulldogs Live here on KWIN. And get the latest on Georgia football as the Dogs prep for Western Kentucky as Coach Kirby Smart lays it out. The latest team news and more. Plenty of Bulldog talk tonight. That starts a little bit after 7 this evening on your home for Georgia Bulldogs football, Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime on our website at discoverdade.com. Here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM. And of course, AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.